the challenge that they pose to us in our faith. And for me, the high point of the whole campaign, this humanitarian initiative, came at a very fine conference in Vienna, where there were four women on stage, five women on stage, and one was a Aboriginal woman from Australia, whose land has been used as a test by the British and then for uranium mining today. Another one was a person from Kazakhstan who is so deformed from birth defects, you actually cannot tell anything about the person when you look at her. Another one is a Mormon woman whose mother, Mormon mother, didn't believe that that white flaky stuff coming down in their St. George's, Utah after the US tests was okay and the children could play in it. She kept her children in the house. This woman has so many parts missing from her body, she's in a wheelchair, that the mother's warning didn't happen. And then the fifth one was a researcher from an NGO who got all the data from the American tests in the Pacific and aggregate data by gender and age. And she, in front of 185 countries, in the grand hall of the Hofburg Palace in Vienna, put up two slides as the summary of her data. And remember, this is military doctors gathering data from the people of the Marshall Islands and Micronesia to try to build up an idea of what radiation does to people. The first slide had four girls and two boys. And it said this: if you're exposed before the age of five to a nuclear test, there'll be twice as much sickness and death among the girl children as among the boys. And then she put up another one that showed three grown-ups, three women and two men. If you're exposed later in life, it drops a little bit, 3-2. Why is this? Because the very things that allow us to proceed as a species, the reproductive organs that God gave to women, are the things that the ionizing radiation can split and deform and ruin. And so anybody who's making new cells, as women do every month, and as even girl children start to do, is especially vulnerable to radiation. And I don't think that had ever been said at that level. Peter, maybe you can tell me. But it was just a seminal moment, I think, in the whole campaign. To add to the drama of it, UNDP makes sure that some of the lesser countries of the world, the poorer countries, smaller countries, can come to these kind of meetings where they don't have diplomacy to go this far. And so most of the people in the hall were women diplomats who'd come from countries that aren't normally there. And to have this kind of data shared was, I think, very, very powerful. So we know how bad they are, but nobody knew that they had a special vengeance for the female half of the human race. Does that challenge us somehow on this line we're taking? I think it most certainly does. We had a living example of this when we brought the church leaders to Japan. This is Koko Kondo. She was a year old, and the Bible verse that comes to mind here is Psalm 139. Look at those words. You formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I am wonderfully made. And she's wonderfully made. She's 72 or 73. She's an absolute fireball. She's too tough for radiation. She hasn't been knocked off by it the way so many of her age mates have. But her mother threw her body, put her on the ground and went on top of her when the bomb took off. Coco has never been able to have children. She got the same dose as her mother. Her mother had more children after the bomb, but Coco has never been able to have children because as a little tiny girl, she got the same dose as her mother. So that's the part that radiation did to her. And just to show you a little bit of her character, that's her taking on four of the most important church people in the World Council of Churches and making them all laugh and explaining what a feisty character she was and how she has dealt with this tragedy. So the power of, I think, a faithful woman, a woman full of life in the face of this is something to remember. And if you take the rest of that psalm, your works are wonderful. And you contrast that with what nuclear weapons do, massive, indiscriminate destruction. You are the God of all days. The International Court of Justice said these effects cannot be limited by space or time. Part of what we're talking about, you can't limit the effects of nuclear weapons by space or time. So, God of all days, and then at the end of everything, I am with you. There is no end of everything where you can get away from the opposite of what the psalmist is talking about.